Okay. Now this here, this is a story to make you fresh creep. It's going to give you poos gimples. It's the story of Cinderella who lived in a big hark douse on a hill with her mean old mepstother and the three sisty uglers. Now one day, Cinderella was in the kitchen flopping the moor, and who should appear but a feudable berry? And she said, I'm your berry fodgother, and I'm here to grant you one wish. And Cinderella said, may I go to the ball? So with the wave of her magic wand, Cinderella was transformed into a babishing Rudy with a long white gapping sound and a necklace of poopies and merles. And on her feet were two tiny sass clippers. And the feudable berry said, now you may go, but you must promise me mown by Hamlet. And Cinderella made a dash for the door, got to the ball, and who's the first eligible bachelor she should run into but the Prince of Hints? And the Prince of Hints says, may I have this hands? And they danced and talked and laughed all night, but suddenly the trot clattered to trike swelled and Cinderella banned from the row, but as she did, one of the tiny sass clippers flipped from foot. Well, the Prince of Hits found this sass clipper, and the next day he went from house to house, and you can't turn that around. Finally, he got to the house where the mean old mother and the three sisty uglers lived, and knocked on the door, and the sisty uglers were right there waiting for him, but of course their beat were too big. Finally, it was Cinderella's turn, and guess what? The clipper pitted surgically. They were married in a pagan, hand-fasting, polyamorous, open relationship, rainbow, lovely, queer, transgendered, fucked ceremony, and the moral of the story is they halved livelily ever after, and what they learned was that some of our bubbles are troll, and some of our bubbles are trig, but if we didn't have any troubles, how could we count our blessings?